Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Digital strategist Scott Kleinberg joins us, as he does every Tuesday at this time. And let's talk about what's new in social media space this week. Scott, I know you've rounded up a few things that you think we should all know. Let's start with Twitter. Things certainly have been a little hectic over there, haven't they?
Yeah, for sure. Morning, Bob. Hectic is a polite word for it. So Elon Musk's takeover, it's been anything but smooth, and now he's changing things up in a big way. And he's saying that no third-party apps can access Twitter. And what this means is an app developer who uses Twitter to create its own version of the app can no longer do so. And that ability has existed for years and years, and it's led to a landscape of multiple Twitter apps. And this provides multiple features to millions of users. So if we were to put it in the most simplistic terms, imagine there's 100 brands of chocolate chip cookies in your supermarket one day, and the next day you wake up and you find out that you can only buy one of them. The one that's left doesn't taste as good, and it's not your favorite, but it's the only option if you want to continue eating cookies. So it's simplistic, but these additional brands of Twitter apps, it's part of what made Twitter so great for so long. Different app developers had different visions, and those visions led to great experiences, each with a slightly unique recipe.
Scott, why is Twitter doing this?
I'll answer that question, Bob, with a question. Why does Twitter do anything it does these days? And the why, to me, smacks of a person who opens a box with a big instruction manual and chooses not to read it. And it's a fair comparison because there's so much that made Twitter tick and so much that Elon Musk thought that he understood based on he was basing this on tweeting as a user. He thought that he could just run it, but it's not possible. And that's not what Twitter is. Twitter is a combination of so many things that ranges from the people who program it to the people who use it to the community that supports it. And right now, it's the community that's fractured under Elon Musk. The reason why he probably doesn't want these other apps on Twitter is because they don't serve ads the way the main Twitter app does. And right now, Elon Musk is trying to make sure that Twitter is profitable. But my question to your question comes back to, at what cost do we do that?
And what does this mean for those of us who have accessed Twitter this way with an app?
It's a good question. It means that you'll have to change the way that you access Twitter going forward. You're either going to have to go to Twitter.com and use it through the web, or you'll have to download the official Twitter app. It's important to mention, it also affects the livelihood of a lot of app developers who have spent years and years as part of this community. But as far as what happens next, no one knows. Things, you know, they change quickly, so stay tuned.
So on my phone, I hit the icon, the Twitter icon that's always been there. Is that going to change?
Yep. No, if you're using the Twitter icon that's always been there, and it's the official Twitter app icon, see, that's the thing, there's different icons. But if you're describing just the regular Twitter icon, it sounds like the Twitter app, and that wouldn't change. That's the app that's not going away.
Talking with digital strategist Scott Kleinberg, and we talked about Twitter. Let's talk about Instagram and what's new there, Scott.
Yeah, sure. There's actually a few things new on Instagram, Bob. Instagram is the opposite of Twitter. They're often trying to update their app with new features. And unlike Twitter, most people using Instagram actually do navigate towards the official Instagram app. The new features they're promoting now include a quiet mode that will notify contacts when you're offline and new manual content controls to improve recommendations, as well as new alerts for parents.
And so this is something on Instagram, and is this something that is, first of all, the quiet mode. We don't think quiet when we think of social media. Talk about that a little bit.
That's very, very true. This is how Instagram describes it. Instagram says teens have said that they sometimes want to take time for themselves, and they're looking for ways to focus at night, like studying and during school. So this lets you customize these quiet hours to fit the schedule, and once the feature's turned off, they show a quick summary of notifications so you can catch up on what was missed.
So are we talking about something for the teens here?
Well, actually, no, and that's the beauty of it. That's why I brought it up today. It's being marketed mostly to teens. But I think the most interesting part is Instagram is saying they're prompting teens specifically to use it when it detects that they're spending a large amount of time on Instagram at night. Remember that apps track your usage. So if there's anything that can be learned about overusage, it's that these quiet tools will really help. And that gets back to your question. They're valuable no matter what age you are. There are tools built into your phones now that let you monitor your time. But when it's in a specific app that so many people use, it can become helpful for everyone. So you can set this up whether you're a teen or you're older. It doesn't matter.
Got it. And what about the manual content controls?
This is really interesting. Social media platforms, Instagram included, have heard from users that they're seeing things that they don't want to see. And remember, social media has gone from this world of everything in chronological order to everything under algorithm control. Algorithms are super smart, but they can't do everything no matter how much they want us to believe that's the case. You still need some sort of intervention by a human being. And that's what this is all about. It's the ability for you to manually tweak the algorithm, if you will. And Instagram says you can add a list of words or emojis or hashtags, things that you want to avoid. So if you don't want to see posts about fitness or recipes, they'll work to no longer recommend content that features those words in the caption or in the hashtag. And there's a hidden word section under privacy settings that actually lets you even go even deeper into that. And I break that down even further into sometimes, you know, they can't catch everything. So they want to see and make sure that you have more control in the experience. So the experience is everything you want it to be.
And this is probably a good time to remind anyone listening that if you want to go through these instructions and Scott's commentary again, we do post after we get off the air here. So you can go to WGNradio.com and on our show page, you'll find Scott Kleinberg's segments. This all definitely sounds like a good thing, Scott. Does it to you?
It definitely is. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the question always comes back, Bob. How many people are actually going to use these features? That's always the question. And the problem here is, you know, the features are available, but it's up to the user to make sure they're being implemented in the best way possible. Because we can no longer say that social media platforms aren't offering something if they're offering it. It used to be the opposite. They never offered enough, and then they heard people, and now they're doing that. The good thing is companies monitor usage of these features, and hopefully they'll make the necessary tweaks when tweaks need to be made, because I always say the more control we have over our social media usage, the better off we're all going to be as a society.
Speaking of which, what do you think is better, more features like this or just good old-fashioned social media break? And you've talked about that quite a bit. I think I know the answer to this.
Well, it's a good question. My answer, I think it's both. You know, having these type of features is an amazing starting point, but knowing when you need to take a break is equally as important. And I would say that's for users of all ages, whether you're that parent helping the teens to understand that there's a such thing as too much social media, to adults who just need to take better care of their mental health.
All right, let's get to the Genius Bar question of the day now. And this is something that I'm seeing on my new phone, Scott. I get a message that says the owner of this item can see its location. Tap to open Find My and see available actions. And then there's a message, let's say, that says keep notifications from the... Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Answer the first part of that question first, and then I'll get you the other message I'm seeing.
You got it. I think what you're seeing there is something that you see on a new phone to remind you of how Find My works. So basically, Find My is for you. It's to find your phone. It's to find your devices that are part of your iCloud account. And if, I hope it doesn't happen, but if you lose your phone or if you lose those items and somebody else finds it, they can help notify where you are. So I think because you have a new phone, what you're seeing is these messages saying that the owner of the device, which is you, can see these devices, can see these things. Click here for more information, and it shows it on the map. After a while, those messages should absolutely go away. And it sounds like you have everything set up correctly, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be getting those messages. So I think it just mostly has to do with the fact that it's a new phone.
So, yeah, the other part of that, keep receiving notifications from the tracking notification app. I should definitely say yes to that, right? keep
absolutely keep. Say yes to that. Yes, keep. And there's two, sometimes you may see two levels of that. You may end up seeing a message that says keep and show immediately, or keep and show in your scheduled summary. If that pops up, which it may because it's a new phone, for Find My, never select scheduled summary. Always select right away. When you select scheduled summary for anything, it is only going to show you your notifications twice a day at the time you set in the settings. If you set right away, it shows it right away. For Find My, you always need to know if you've lost something or if something is wrong.
Yeah, I think it gives me two options, cancel and immediately. So I should hit immediately, right?
Absolutely hit immediately, at most definitely.
Scott Kleinberg, we appreciate the Genius Bar and your social media information every week. Have a good day.
Thank you, Bob. You too. Take care.